This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. About 3 months into President Donald Trump's presidency, people still find it difficult to have conversations around politics, especially when they don't agree. Some have handled this by refusing to hear the other side. According to a recent survey, 13% of people say they've blocked, unfriended, or stopped following someone on social media because of political posts online. And things don't look to be getting much better, as Hayden Holmes Brown reports.
Give me five. Way to go, G-Man.
Stephanie Holden Smith, a stay-at-home mom of seven children, sits with her boys in the kitchen of their home in Shelby County, guiding the younger ones through their homework. Their white, shaggy dog is stationed outside the back door, watching the boys' every move. For years, Stephanie has voiced her conservative views on Facebook. Her support of Donald Trump is no secret to friends and family in person, either. But she's noticed since the election, the tone of the interactions has become more personal, more aggressive.
Several of my friends have actually defriended me on Instagram or Facebook because of political disagreements. Those disagreements will turn to, you're a hateful person, you're a bigot, I didn't realize you were a racist.
Stephanie has tried to explain her views in what she calls a non-emotional, factual way.
They're not really receptive to that, and several of the moms that I come in contact with won't look at me in the eyes and just have avoided talking to me altogether.
Gene Smith, no relation to Stephanie, teaches here in Birmingham. He's asked us not to mention his schools. He identifies as a liberal, and since he's become vocal about his views, things have turned icy.
Almost all of my family and most of the people that I knew when I was growing up have cut me out. It breaks my heart.
3 months into a Trump presidency, these fallouts over politics are still common, says Tina Kempenreuter. She's director of the UAB Institute for Human Rights. Reuter says avoiding these hard conversations allows people to shield themselves.
If we only engage with our side, you know, it's very easy to only see this one perspective and only see one truth.
Reuter says it's tough to take emotion out of the discussion and just talk about the facts. And with social media, you can't see the writer's face, so you have no context for how a person feels. And what are the biggest risks for not having these hard conversations? Reuter has studied clashes abroad, including the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and the conflict in the Balkans. She says there's similar underlying discord in today's political climate here. The division among Americans might widen.
Once that happens, it's so difficult to overcome the gaps between the two worlds because you don't have common ground.
Reuter says one way people who disagree politically can rebuild bridges is for them to share a meal. Eating together, she says, helps people to see things they have in common. But Reuter says one thing is key. They need to actively listen to one another. For WBHM, I'm Hayden Holmes Brown.